Calandra, Certified Financial Planner, is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to the Simply Financial podcast. This is Season 2, Episode number 12. I am your host, Christopher Calandra. The title of today's podcast is Nobody Likes Life Insurance. A little bit of a risky topic because nobody likes life insurance, which is part of the story. According to an annual life insurance industry study, 84% of Americans agree most people need life insurance. So I'm going to throw some numbers out at you just to kind of set the stage. But 84% of Americans agree most people need life insurance. Yet, and get this, only 70% said they needed any. So 8 out of 10 Americans think it's a good idea to have life insurance, but only 70% said they needed any. A few more statistics to set the stage. 41% of Americans do not carry any life insurance. And of those that do, nearly one-third only have a basic group policy, the type of insurance policy you get for free through work. Typically, that provides coverage of one times your salary, meaning that if you make $50,000, that's what the life insurance benefit is, or $100,000, and so on. So 4 to 10 Americans don't have any life insurance, and a third that do only have a basic group policy, which in my experience, in the vast majority of instances, is not nearly enough coverage. So 8 out of 10 Americans agree you need life insurance, but 7 out of 10 said they don't need any. That makes no sense. 4 out of 10 don't carry life insurance, and of those that do, they're carrying precious little coverage to protect their families, loved ones, and business associates. So my view, if there is someone who would experience a financial loss if you died, then you should have life insurance, assuming you could qualify for coverage. So basic examples, husband and wife, spouse often will need to have coverage to protect the other spouse. If you have children, especially minor children, this becomes exceedingly important. On the business front, it's common for business partners or business associates to carry life insurance. A good example of this is two partners that run a successful business. They each have their job responsibilities, but if something happens to one partner, the surviving partner is in a bind for a number of reasons. He or she just lost their partner, so that's a problem. The work that that deceased partner produces no longer gets done. That's a problem. Then the deceased person is going to leave their share of the business, usually to their spouse and or family. So now the surviving partner is partnered with the deceased widow, let's say, and that's not a great recipe for success oftentimes. This is something that life insurance could insure away and protect everybody involved in the business. So a couple of quick takeaways. If someone will be hurt, financially hurt, economically hurt by your untimely death, then the responsible thing is to get life insurance. Philosophically, and this has been the same over the 26 years I've been licensed to sell life insurance, philosophically, I strongly prefer term insurance. There are other types of insurance out there. Term insurance is my favorite. It's the only life insurance type that my wife and I own and have owned for decades now. It is simple, it's inexpensive, and it is the most ideal way to get life insurance coverage in my view. Now, there are instances where it makes sense to use another type of life insurance coverage type. In my mind, term insurance is the king of the hill. To use another type of insurance, there has to be a specific reason, a specific need, a really well thought out thesis why you're going to use something other than term insurance. And that has served me and my clients very well over these last 26 years. The next takeaway is the study shows that millennials were the worst at guessing the cost of life insurance. And when I say worst, according to this study, they were the worst by a long shot. They were guessing that the cost of insurance for themselves was 3 to 4 times higher than it would be in actuality. Now, millennials that are beginning to buy homes, might have student debt, might have children, might be married, you ought to seriously consider getting life insurance if the need exists. Again, meaning somebody would experience a financial loss if you passed away in an untimely way. Life insurance is less expensive than you think, especially for you millennials, and I know lots and lots of you listen to this podcast. It's probably much less expensive than you think. If you have coverage already, you should review it yourself, or even better, have it reviewed by a professional. Surprise, surprise, I'm a professional. Here, I would love to review a policy you have. What we would want to look for is to make sure that you need life insurance, because not everybody needs life insurance. Some people have life insurance and don't need it, although looking at the statistics, many, many more people don't have it and need it. But the first thing to do as part of a review is to confirm that you do need insurance. Then consider what the right amount of coverage is. Determine what the right policy type is. Make sure you're getting a good price. It's a very competitive market, to make sure you're getting a good price. Also, part of the review would be to make sure you have the correct beneficiaries named. I can't tell you how many times I meet with clients or potential clients, review their life insurance, and their beneficiary designations are completely wrong. A good example would be meeting a gentleman who has his mother named as the beneficiary in his life insurance, but he's married with children. That's probably not the designation that he should have at that point, but he might not ever have gotten around to or thought about updating his beneficiary designation with just a fast-paced life so many of us lead these days. So you want to make sure your beneficiaries are correct. You want to make sure that you're insured by a strong company, a company that has excellent credit ratings from the different credit bureaus. Please understand that life insurance companies have a credit score much the way that I do and you do. And so if you're accepting insurance and you're looking for the protection that the life insurance provides, you want to make absolutely sure that you're dealing with the most reputable companies that are out there. So if you don't have insurance, these are some of the things we would consider. If you have insurance, but you're not sure you have the right amount or the right type, or if you're getting a good price, please review it. We here at Elliott Wealth Management Services would love to do that for you. Once again, know if you contact us or if you do this on your own, or even if you were to go to somebody else, our bias, strong bias, is that term is the best way to get the life insurance that you need most of the time, emphasize most of the time. Definitely review and seek options if you have life insurance, but it's not term insurance. Again, it's not that all other insurance types are bad, but I think more times than not, people will be better served with term insurance as opposed to the other types. So what are the other types? They go by a whole variety of different names. The life insurance industry is not known as being very creative, but when it comes to naming and marketing the various permanent insurance types also meaning non-term insurance types, go by names such as whole life, universal life, adjustable life, variable life, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. But the point is, any policy that's not term is something that I would strongly urge you to take a look at to make sure that it's appropriate for you and to make sure that term might not be a better alternative. And so all the other policy types are noted by the fact that they build up cash value. There's like a savings account internal to the life insurance, and usually you're paying the premium over the course of a lifetime as opposed to a specific term period like you get with term insurance. So with that, I'm going to wrap up. As I said at the outset, nobody likes talking about life insurance, and apparently lots of people think the other guy should have it, but they don't think they should have it themselves. It's kind of a boring topic. I mean, who wants to talk about dying and our mortality? But it's a very important topic as part of your overall financial plan, being smart with your money, taking care of loved ones, business partners, your children, those that count on you, is the height of responsibility. And we take that very seriously when we work with clients. So I hope this was not as boring as the life insurance topic might be. Maybe I was successful at that, maybe not. But I will be back with you on an upcoming episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. In the meantime, go to our website, www.elliottwealth.com. You could get more information about me and the rest of the team. You can contact us to set up an initial complimentary consultation where we could talk about life insurance or any other financial goals that you have. We could do such a meeting in person or via a webinar. We do an awful lot of that. At the site, you could also sign up for our monthly mailing list, as well as subscribe to this podcast, which would be wonderful. Again, thank you.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.